This is Owen Thompson with the Local Journalism Initiative. Project Red Ribbon, a holiday campaign by Mothers Against Drunk Driving, has begun. MAD is an anti-drunk driving organization with chapters in Canada and America. This is the 36th year of the campaign. This year, MAD has partnered with the TTC to spread awareness. With the campaign running from November 1st through till January 8th, the TTC will be placing advertisements with the names and faces of victims of impaired driving incidents on 27 of their vehicles across the city. This announcement came from a conference at the TTC Wilson Bus Garage. At the garage, there were 7 speakers from Toronto's first responders to MAD representatives. Speakers gave out alternatives for people to get home safe when impaired. Toronto EMS Deputy Chief Jamie Burnett and Deputy Fire Chief Paul Fitzgerald say that 100% of impaired driving accidents are preventable. They both recommend planning ahead to avoid getting behind the wheel when impaired. Fitzgerald says,
"As first responders, Toronto Fire Service has too many times responded to a motor vehicle accident that has involved alcohol and/or drugs. The outcome of these accidents are tragic for the victims and devastating for the loved ones and family and friends that are left behind. Motor vehicle accidents that involve impaired driver are 100% preventable. It just takes some planning on the part of the motorist. Stay the night, designate a sober driver, use public transportation, take a taxi, book a vehicle for hire. There's lots of solutions and options available."
The prevention of these accidents were echoed by other speakers. Toronto Police Superintendent Kelly Skinner and OPP Inspector David McLaughlin shared statistics of impaired driving incidents. McLaughlin says that in Ontario, the OPP found that 39 people in Ontario have died to alcohol and drug-related collisions in 2023. McLaughlin says that in the last 5 years, the total number of deaths is 303. He says,
"That number represents a lot of times. 303 human beings who lost their lives, many of whom were not driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs, but who died because someone else was. 303 families who lost a loved one in a collision that was completely preventable. 303 times that our collision investigators, other officers, and our emergency partners had to attend the horrific scene of a fatal crash that was attributed to a driver that had consumed alcohol or drugs. 303 instances in which our officers had to knock on the door to deliver the devastating news to the next of kin their loved one was killed in a collision involving alcohol and drugs. Our officers come face to face with the families of those who are killed in these road incidents under the worst possible circumstances."
While impaired driving is a national issue, the numbers in Toronto have increased since 2022. Skinner says,
"As of October the 23rd, the Toronto Police Service has received more than 6,000 calls for service for impaired driving, which represents a 5% increase over 2022. And so far this year, we have had approximately 52 motor vehicle collisions with impaired operation arrests and charges, and more than 2,000 charges related to impaired operations. We know that continued awareness efforts are vital to bring these numbers down, and MAD is commended for their commitment to promoting sober driving through this campaign for the last 36 years."
The advertisements on the 27 buses aim to put a face to the 6,000 calls and the 303 deaths. Putting a name and face to victims of impaired driving was also done at the conference. The MAD Toronto chapter president, Bob Carew, told a story about the loss of his son to an impaired driver. At the beginning of November in 2020, Carew's son was struck and killed by an impaired driver in Muskoka.
"This didn't have to happen. It wasn't an accident. The driver that morning made a decision to get in that car, even though he was impaired. And his blood alcohol was at a very high level. And yet he still thought it would be all right to drive. And that decision, that reckless, irresponsible decision, took the life of this innocent and beautiful man. And my son's story is just one story. Just one story. One so old, oh so tragic story."
More information on this campaign can be found on the Mothers Against Drunk Driving website.